Well, just in case you are a every other Sunday attender at this church, you'll go and you'll think for a moment and go, well, wait a minute, last time I was here, we were talking about end times and signs because, well, I gave the sermon and it was all about signs. Well, that was from Mark, and this is completely different. This is from Luke. It's also Advent. And this Advent, we get a wonderful array of an end time, and then we get a couple of John the Baptist, and of course, we have to have one of Mary and the Magnificat. But we have to remember that Advent, as a preparatory time for the celebration of the incarnation of God, Christmas, we're also remembering his promise to come again. And so Advent, or Adventus preparation, is preparation of us for his second coming. So this season of Advent is not just a Christmas celebration time, but it's also the reflection on God's grace for us, that he promised to return, and our Savior Jesus will. One of the admonitions of years ago about the return of Jesus was that stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Well, that all makes sense. There's a shortened version of that. It's called get right or get left. Oh, you got it. Okay. Take a look at today's scripture. Today's scripture is to see how it applies to our individual lives. The first thing Jesus deals with for us is fear of the uncertainty about world events. People in Jesus' time were fearful with that uncertainty of the times. Good gosh, they've been overrun by the Romans, and they were crazy folk. And there were famines, and there was religious oppression. It was a tough time to be in Jerusalem. Well, today's scripture begins to sound kind of like right now, maybe from this week's news headlines. It says amazing things are going to happen. It's going to happen to the sun, the moon, the stars. And on earth, nations will be afraid because of the roar and fury of the seas. Well, you have to know that inscription, roar and fury of the seas, is mentioned in Isaiah, and it's often symbolizes the chaos, and stands really for a source of fear. They'll not know what to do. People will be so afraid, they'll faint, and they wonder what's happening to the whole world. Sound familiar? Something that kind of resonates there with something going on? World leaders are not in agreement on how to go about solving the problems of the world that are caused by terrorist groups, the state of the world economy, or the environment. Doesn't matter. We're not in agreement. People do not know if they can feel safe in their own communities or in public places. They worry about the safety of their children and travel. There's a greater sense of fear lurking in our minds as we live our lives. The news reports are even worse. They feed on this terror piece. They feed on the uncertainty that we have within the world. Not only are these external events, but we also got the natural ones. We also got the natural ones. There are overwhelming disasters. Let's start off with the big ones. Fire, earthquake, floods, and other devastating events. I read in the paper this week that, hey, we might get an El Nino, woohoo! Which would be very nice, thank you, Jesus. But while we get the rain, somewhere else in the world is deprived of it. Somewhere else in the world will be going through devastating droughts and no food. We need to pay attention to those things. Well, we can talk about the economy. And talk about the stormy seas. They're up, they're down, they're sideways, they're up, they're back down. They won't, they can't, or they will, and they did. Only the Fed knows for sure. It'll raise the rates, or it won't. It'll make a difference, or it won't. Will it make a difference in your faith? I pray not. All of it's there. All of it can be beefed up into this frenzy of fear or concern or not. And that's the alternative that I want Advent to be for all of us, the or not. this fast-paced life, the decisions we have to make, and you better have made them yesterday or you're going to miss out on the Black Friday, Green Saturday, Orange Sunday, and Purple Monday. The fearfulness and the stresses are already there in our fast-paced lives and the lifestyle that we have, and that's what Jesus is talking about. That's what he's saying. He's talking about a warning in Luke. We might think, well, what if all this stuff lands at my doorstep? Well, that's what Jesus is asking. He's saying, well, what if? What if these things begin to take place? What shall we do? And I love his statement. Stand up. Lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. The time when God will free you is at hand. When you think of pressure, when you think of stress, when you think of anxiety, when you think of the things that are pressing on you, what's your normal posture? I know what mine is. Oh man, life is tough. Opposite of what Jesus says. Stand up straight. Lift your head. And understand that your salvation is at hand. Jesus went on to give some examples of what they could tell and understand. Hey, look at the fig tree and other trees. When their leaves appear, you know that summer's coming on. It's the same when the kingdom of God is getting near. Know that as you are waiting and looking forward to Christ's second advent, that it will unfold in due time, just like the first advent. Once the sequence begins, it's brought to completion. God is not going to start and stop and start and stop and start and stop. Once it starts, it's going to come forward. Jesus gives us assurance concerning these events. He's not going to leave us in a state of fear and anxiety, and he will bring us through this all the way to completion. This is the time of year. Well, since Thanksgiving on, and for some people from Halloween on, the question is, are you ready for Christmas? You know, are you ready for Christmas? Ask me that on the 24th, and I'll still say, no, not yet. Are you ready for Christmas? We must all say, not yet. There's still some more shopping to do. There's still more cookies to bake. Christmas is coming, whether you like it or not, right? Whether you're ready or not, right? Yep. Are you ready? I'm ready. Man, am I ready. But the days go by, and the events unfold. Jesus said that he'd come back and these events of this unfolding would take place in history. One day he'll appear. We don't have to be fearful, however, if we're ready. He doesn't leave us in this fear stage. He gives us instructions on what we should do, how we should do it, when we should do it, and be ready. In a few verses just passed from this morning's gospel reading, we get, but watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And that day will come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you will have the strength to escape these things and that are going to take place, and stand firm before the Son of Man. The encouragement is there. Jesus says, yeah, it's going to happen, but it will be all right. Reminds me of a parent and a child going in for the old style needle vaccinations. Yeah, it's going to hurt, but we'll get through it together. We'll get through it together. Another translation of this verse says, be careful. Do not spend your time feasting and drinking, and be too busy with worldly things. Be too busy with worldly things. You ever been too busy? Let me take you back a little bit. Who else here was prepared for the pop quiz in school only by having a pencil? No reading, no homework, no study. Just a pencil. Well, how'd it work out for you? Not so good. My friends who had done the reading and the homework and spent time in study seemed to do much better on the pop quizzes and had less anxiety and stress about them. I wonder why. It's a mystery. The NIV says, be careful or your heart will be weighed down by the anxieties of life. And if you do that, you will not be able to think straight, and that day might come when you are not ready, and it will close like a trap on all the people of the earth. So be ready at all times. Sometimes we get kind of tired of being followers of Christ, don't we? It's not always easy to be obedient to God and to the discipline ourselves to hang in there for the long haul. When we're feeling that way, that's when Satan grabs us. He tempts us to fall out of fellowship with other believers and to join the cares and fears of this world. We see all too often what happens to friends who think they can, I don't know, just check out for a while. Or as a friend of mine said, I'm on a break. You understand break, don't you? I haven't seen him since. They take a break from all this God stuff. The idea is that they can return at any time they want. But reality is they can't leave. Sin is that trap that holds on to us tightly. And if there's a way of changing us into people that we don't even want to consider being, it's a trap. Eventually, we lose touch with who we truly are, the daughters and sons of the Most High. A few verses later, Jesus tells us to be ready at all time. And you might say, how can I live in such a way that I would be ready at all times? You know, if you watch a lot of spy stuff or read spy stuff on books, TV, there's always a go bag, right? Grab your go bag and I guess go. What do you put in your go bag for God? It's just a thought I had. There is a saying, it's a nice one. You can eat an entire elephant if you just do it one bite at a time. What does that mean? Who wants to eat an elephant? It means simply you can do anything you want if you slow down for reflection, if you slow down and have an intense look at it. And do it slowly. And here on the first Sunday of Advent, that's what I'm asking you to do. Slow down. Make sure that you've not forgotten what you need to do. If you've got some issue with somebody, is that forgiveness done yet? Have you asked for forgiveness of the sin you've committed? Can you root out the unforgiveness and bitterness that you might hold for someone else? For the past weeks or months or years. Things that you're not even aware of. And can you deal with them with your current priorities? Take a look at where you've gotten off the track. And if you have, if you've left Jesus behind, it's easy. Go back. Reestablish. Come back. And go forward with him. Get rid of the non-essential things that have moved into your life, that have taken over your valuable time. Your productive time, your interest, your soul. The thing is, be ready today. Today. Just today. Just today. Well, for the next hour anyway. Be ready today. And then move on to tomorrow. And then move on to the next day and the next and next week. Serve him one step at a time. That's like eating the elephant one bit at a time. It's not impossible anymore as long as you slow down and pause for reflection. You can watch what sin does, and you can see how it gets a foothold on your life, and then resist it. Watching and praying has to go together. In 2 Peter, the third chapter, he speaks about the coming of the Lord, and he says, dear friends, we are waiting for this to happen. So try as hard as you can to be without sin and without fault. Try to be at peace with God. Remember, We are saved because our Lord is patient. Patient. Dear friends, you already know about this. Be careful. Do not let evil people lead you away by the wrong that they do. Be careful so that you will not fall from your strong faith, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today, the first Sunday of Advent, slow down. Slow down and enjoy the preparations to remember the first Advent of Christ. And as always, stay ready. Stay prepared for his second advent. Amen.